My favorite part of the off season is when I get to just be back home in Wisconsin, just relaxing and working out, hanging out with my family and friends, training at the gym I've been training at for 9 years back in Wisconsin, and really just getting a chance to reconnect with my family. You know, our schedules are so crazy. Both my brothers play at Wisconsin. We don't get a chance to spend a whole lot of time together. So when I'm back there and I get to see them for an extended period of time, that's really my favorite.
You know, you talk about leaving the city, and you and I sat here last year at this exact time kind of doing the same interview and talking about how different it was from when we did this interview 2 years ago and all the opportunities it has afforded you, and you kind of really spent a lot of time talking about how much fun you're having, yet staying grounded and all that, not even knowing it could go to even higher levels this last year.
Yeah.
Can you kind of, and without saying the exact same thing, are you even sort of like, oh my gosh, where's the ceiling on all of this?
Yeah, no, it's pretty wild. It's been unbelievable. You know, I can't even really begin to put into words what this journey has been like so far. And like you said, I don't even know where this journey is going to continue to go. It's so exciting, and that's why I work so hard to try and create even more memories down the road. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been crazy to all the opportunities I've been afforded. It's been awesome to see some of the things that I've been able to do. But at the same time, it's cool that I can still go back to my hometown and just be regular old me. And my family and my friends keep me so grounded, and they keep me so humble. And I really get to just kind of see all this from the perspective of that kid from Pewaukee. I think sometimes I have to take a step back and just remind myself of how special this all is, because if you would have told, you know, 15-year-old me what would be happening now, he would have said that'd be the greatest thing in the whole world. So it's pretty cool to actually live that out. And to look at it from those eyes of that 15-year-old kid.
Well, and you talk about taking a step back, but you're taking steps in shoes that you designed. I mean, that's, you know, you talk about all these different opportunities. That's just kind of tell us a little bit about that and just how surreal that is for you.
It really is. It really is. To be able to see some of the things, you know, I go on a cruise with my family just about every year, and we've been doing that since I was maybe, you know, I think 12, 13 years old. We've been on a lot of cruises together. And to be able to walk around in shoes that I designed or in clothes with my name on them and things like that, it's incredible. Because, you know, when I was that 12-year-old kid going on my first cruise and first time ever leaving the country and just thinking about how big and crazy the whole world is, and then to flash forward to now when I go on a cruise and have to hide in dining rooms, and I have to eat in the special locations, and we have to kind of find secluded areas of the ship to spend time because there's fans from all over the world on the ship that want photos and autographs. It's really incredible, and I'm so fortunate to have great family and great friends who understand what my life is like now and who help keep me the same person I've always been.
And at the same time, and I know, you know, with all of those types of things, I think probably, and I'm not trying to speak for you, but probably the best part of all of it is what that affords you to give back to those other 10 and 12 year old kids that are looking up to you and that sometimes need a little helping hand.
Yeah, no, I think that's the best part of it all, is being able to use this platform that I have as an NFL player and being able to use that to give back and to be able to reach out to the community and help other people, whether that's through my foundation or whether that's through just simply stopping by a school, a hospital, or a practice and saying hello. It's still one of the craziest things in the world to me that I can put a smile on somebody's face just by walking into a room. And who am I to waste that opportunity? So I try and do that every chance I get because it's literally incredible.
Is it hard for you because it is something you do try and do and you become known for that? You do these random things that most players or most people just don't have the time or wherewithal to do. And then there's so much more expectations, everybody wants it, that you can't get to all of it.
Right.
Does that become a hard balancing act?
It becomes very difficult because, you know, I get stories all the time and I read emails all the time from people who are in difficult situations and can you visit this person, can you visit this person? And I would love the opportunity to visit every single person. But it's so heartbreaking to read the stories and to know that, you know, because of schedule or whatever it may be, I simply can't do it. And obviously with the more success I've had in the league, the more and more letters I've gotten and more emails I've gotten, can you visit this person? So when you're reading through literally thousands of emails a day, it really torques at the heartstrings because you wish you could help every single person out there, but you literally simply don't have the time.